MedCram.com.
Welcome to another MedCram COVID-19 update. There are two components to your immune system. There is something called the innate and the specific. The innate portion of your immune system is made up of components of the white blood cells, which are the soldiers of your military immune system that basically indiscriminately take anything that's foreign and destroy them. It doesn't need to have specific knowledge of specific antigens. That's why it's known as innate. Whereas the specific has to be taught and shown specifically what the foreign antigen is so it can make antibodies against that specific and foreign antigen. So if you have here a pathogen, when the pathogen comes, it must penetrate through the innate immune system first. Now, what are the components of the innate system? You have things called natural killer cells. You have macrophages. These are cells that eat up the foreign substance, munch it up, and take little pieces of it, and then present it to the specific portion of the immune system so that they can see what parts of it look like, and then make sure that they can identify it later. Also, neutrophils are part of that innate system. And so generally what happens is you have a pathogen, it gets eaten up by either natural killer cells, macrophages, neutrophils. The macrophages, generally speaking, take pieces of it and present it to the specific arm. That's called an antigen-presenting cell. That's a macrophage. And there are two types of cells here. There are T cells and there are B cells. And generally speaking, the T cells are the things that are involved with cell-mediated immunity, where there are cells that are problems and these T cells can kill them. There's T4 helper cells, which can help communicate as well. The B cells, on the other hand, secrete antibodies, which neutralize antigens. Be aware of that. What is going on around the world? There is something called the BCG vaccine. Now, the BCG vaccine is given in various parts of the world. It's an injection that's given in young children to protect them from tuberculosis, even though it's not tuberculosis. There is a crossover between the vaccine and the innate immune system's response to tuberculosis. The reason why they're doing this in different parts of the world is because they've noticed that when they give the BCG vaccine to young individuals, not only do these young individuals have a natural killer cell macrophage neutrophil response or the innate response, they also have a specific response against it, which is helpful in trying to kill tuberculosis. But they've also noticed something else. It seems as though the specific arm of the immune system is talking to the innate after it gets revved up with the vaccination. And it's using a carrier called IL-1 beta. Now, when this happens, it not only revs up the specific, but it revs up the innate as well. To the point where when they give the BCG vaccine, they're noticing a reduction of 30% in viral infections. Now, there were some criticisms of this study, but by 2016, a review was done that was published in the British Medical Journal that showed that there was an excess reduction in mortality after the BCG vaccine was given that couldn't be explained solely by the prevention of tuberculosis. So more studies since 2016 had confirmed that this is what it is that's going on. In fact, it culminated in a study where they gave the BCG vaccine and they noticed that it protected against a completely different pathogen, the yellow fever virus, in a weakened form, which is also seen as a vaccination. Something that was new and interesting was that when you stimulated the specific arm of the immune system, it also stimulated the innate arm. And so therefore, if you could rev up the immune system by giving a specific antigen that may be not even related to the thing you're trying to protect against, that a boosted innate immune system could be protective against another virus. And that's exactly what they're hoping on doing here with COVID-19. And so there's a number of studies all across the world, including Greece, in the Netherlands, in Australia, and in the UK, that's looking at giving the BCG vaccine to elderly population and high-risk people like physicians, nurses, healthcare workers, etc. And if they can give them the BCG vaccine, they're hoping that the innate immunity will go up enough that they might not get the infection. I'll put a link in the description below to the article describing this technique. Can a century-old TB vaccine steal the immune system against the new coronavirus? But you can see here on this graph, we're looking at the areas in red, as we mentioned. The other area that we should look at is the areas in green, even if it helps a little bit. A lot of the problems that we're having over here in red is the system trying to get the PPE out to enough hospitals that they can use it. Our medications, we're having shortages trying to get enough of these things out to the hospital. So we'll ask a different question. What are some things that we can do without having to worry about a healthcare delivery system that can improve our immune system? So for future updates, we're going to take a look at the data of things that can improve your immune system. Okay, thanks for joining us. And don't forget to see all of our MedCram videos at our website, medcram.com. We'll see you next time.
No matter what you call the virus, it's crucial that the responsibility of the communist government of China is not forgotten. You'd think that the media would be aligned in this mission, considering part of the problem was China throwing journalists from the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post, and the New York Times out of the country when they were asking questions. They took a doctor who was trying to spread word about the virus. They denounced him. They lied about him and eventually let him die from the virus he was trying to warn about. In fact, the government cracked down on several doctors who tried to do the same thing. Anti-corruption activists that called the Chinese government out for their suppressing of the truth of the virus were likely killed. At least, I don't know, mysteriously, they don't seem to be showing up for the book clubs anymore. The Chinese government has tried to squash the story about how they destroyed proof of the virus way back in December. And then, when the truth about the virus could not be contained, China has gone on an extensive propaganda campaign, including claims that the virus was a project of the U.S. military. And when we try to help stop the disease, willingly sending in our world's top experts?
Early on, we offered to have America's finest experts travel there to assist them, to assist the World Health Organization. We weren't permitted in. These are the kind of things that the Chinese Communist Party has done that have put the world and the world's people at risk. They haven't been sufficiently transparent. And the risk, Sean, that you find, if we don't get this right, if we don't get to the bottom of this, is this could be something that's repeatable.
Mm. It is repeatable. It has been repeated, and it will be repeated again. Nothing is new in the world of communism. When the choice was human lives all around the globe or the protection of the reputation of the state, at all costs, the Chinese government came down on their own reputation. That's where they always side. The HBO series Chernobyl illustrated how the Soviet government made a very similar calculation.
Sometimes we fall prey to fear. But our faith in Soviet socialism will always be rewarded. Now, the state tells us the situation here is not dangerous. Have faith, comrades. The state tells us it wants to prevent a panic. Listen well. It's true. When the people see the police, they will be afraid. But it is my experience that when the people ask questions that are not in their own best interest, they should simply be told to keep their minds on their labor and leave matters of the state to the state. We seal off the city. No one leaves. And cut the phone lines. Contain the spread of misinformation. That is how we keep the people from undermining the fruits of their own labor. Yes, comrades. We will all be rewarded for what we do here tonight. This is our moment to shine.
This is who we're dealing with. They don't care about the lives lost, and they certainly don't care about the truth.